Marijuana, according to the National Institute on Drug Abuse, is the most commonly used illicit drug in the country. However, the marijuana landscape in the United States has changed. Multiple states have legalized the sale and consumption of recreational weed. In addition, most states now allow for medicinal marijuana. 20 states, including California, Vermont, Nevada, and Arizona, already have medical marijuana laws on the books poised to legalize recreational use. So it's simply a matter of time, suggest pro-pot advocates. Hopefully, states will take the initiative in performing valid studies on the adverse side effects of chronic, long-term marijuana use and not focus solely on revenue. After all, the lives of people are more critical than high profits. 70% of high school seniors responded to the question of the side effects of smoking marijuana by answering, "No side effects." Even though the federal government still considers pot illegal, it would be short-sighted to expect state marijuana laws to revert. From a public health standpoint, such widespread use of the drug has raised quite a few concerns, including, can stunt brain development in users until around the age of 25, when the brain reaches maturity reduces thinking, learning, and memory functions that can be permanent ongoing chronic use, one study suggests. Results on average in an 8-point IQ loss between the ages of 13 and 38 possibly cause breathing problems, which lead to an increased risk of chronic lung infections or lung-related illnesses. Raises the heart rate, which can increase the likelihood of heart attack, especially among older users or those with existing heart problems. Pregnant women that smoke weed risk causing both brain and behavioral issues and their child worsens mental health conditions, such as depression, anxiety, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, and suicidal thoughts on average, research suggests, 1 out of every 11 marijuana users becomes addicted to the drug. An interesting point to remember is that this is only the limited amount of information researchers have gathered. The Drug Enforcement Administration still lists marijuana as a Schedule I drug. The University of Texas at Dallas conducted a study using MRI on subjects that do not use pot and those that use it 3 times a day. Assistant professor at United and founder of Advance MRI, Dr. Sino Aslan, said of the study's results, "The structural connectivity or wiring of the brain starts degrading with prolonged marijuana use. A fascinating 2015 Pew Research survey found that nearly 70% of U.S. citizens believe drinking alcohol regularly is more harmful to their health than smoking marijuana. Do we know enough about the long-term side effects of smoking weed to assume it is better for you than drinking alcohol? And why do so many people think smoking marijuana isn't detrimental to your health, memory, emotion, and learning? Specific characteristics are in chronic marijuana users, poor working memory, impaired executive functioning, a decline in cognitive processes. Although over 400 chemical compounds are in marijuana, most of the side effects experienced are THC, the primary psychoactive substance in cannabis. Prevalent in the brain, cannabinoid receptors readily accept THC and facilitate its ability to induce neural changes in the brain that lead to alternations in various cognitive processes. Neuroimaging studies investigating the effects of chronic pot use have found potentially permanent alterations in the brain structure of frequent marijuana smokers. Scientists are very interested in the hippocampal area of the brain. The hippocampus controls memory, emotion, and learning. Studies indicate that long-term adult cannabis users present reduced right hippocampus volume. One study found that 60% of high school seniors think that smoking weed is harmless. There is, however, prominent science to the contrary, especially as it relates to teenagers and young people. Another study involving young adults, heavy marijuana users revealed the same adverse effects on hippocampal volume. Thus, researchers conclude that decreased hippocampal volume may also reinforce risk factors for young adults to develop severe cannabis dependence. Heroin, cocaine, methamphetamine, prescription pain pills, barbiturates, and marijuana all exhibit similar pharmacokinetic properties as marijuana, including, rapidly absorbed by the body. Quick entrance into the central nervous system, high bioavailability, short half-lives. Addictive substances primarily target the brain. Liver disease. A 2005 literature review found that endocannabinoids may be involved in several aspects of acute and chronic liver disease, including vascular changes, modulation of the inflammatory process, and neurological function. Testicular cancer. A 2012 study involving healthy men and men diagnosed with testicular cancer suggested a correlation between pot use and the risk of developing it. Lung disease. Pooled analysis results published in the International Journal of Cancer did not find solid evidence that chronic pot smoking increased a user's risk for lung cancer. However, the report's authors reiterated that the possibility of potential adverse effects for heavy consumption is real. According to the American College of Cardiologists report, using marijuana raises the risk of stroke and heart failure even after accounting for demographic factors, other health conditions and lifestyle risk factors such as smoking and alcohol use, according to research scheduled for presentation at the American College of Cardiology's 66th Annual Scientific Session. Respiratory disorders. Longitudinal studies of habitual pot smokers indicate they experience multiple respiratory symptoms similar to those experienced by cigarette smokers. Moreover, bronchial biopsies of chronic cannabis and tobacco smokers show significant bronchial mucosa histopathology, or disorders of the bronchial tissues. Part of the side effects of weed use is a psychological and physical dependency. Statistically speaking, 9% of the people who use marijuana will become addicted to it. After continual use, it can become an intense obsession. Addictiveness. A bona fide condition is known as cannabis use disorder, as defined by the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. Millions of people meet the medical criteria for marijuana addiction and need treatment. Part of the criteria is known as withdrawal, the psychological and physical manifestations of stopping use.